Here with me I have Ardell Halverson with USDA. And first of all, Ardell, tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay, I'm a soil scientist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Ag Research Service in Fort Collins, Colorado. And I've been working on the effects of nitrogen sources on greenhouse gas emissions, particularly nitrous oxide.
Well, what was the message you brought to this conference here on enhanced efficiency fertilizers?
Well, one of the things that I brought to light here is that the work that we've been doing in the Fort Collins area, in the western part of the United States, where we're in a semi-arid climate, the enhanced efficiency fertilizers look like a good option for reducing nitrous oxide emissions in cropping systems under irrigation and dry land. And in the more humid areas with higher rainfalls, we're not seeing quite the same picture with the enhanced efficiency fertilizers, but the enhanced efficiency fertilizers are probably giving us slightly higher yields and maybe more efficient than some of the common fertilizers.
So why is this important when you talk about these emissions?
Well, a nitrous oxide emission, for instance, is 296 times greater than that of carbon dioxide. And the three greenhouse gases are nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide, and methane. And so being that much, it's small quantities, but when it's 300 times more potent, a small reduction is very important when we look at the fertilizer industry. So anytime you put on nitrogen fertilizer, you're going to increase nitrous oxide production. And so if the source that we use can reduce nitrous oxide emissions, that's a good thing for global climate change.
Well, and you've been doing work on this, researching probably with a variety of products and things like that. What are you really finding with some of the new technologies that are now available in this class of fertilizer?
Well, in the area around in Colorado that we've been working, we find that the stabilized nitrogens like SuperU and Agritane added to UAN have had really significant reductions in N2O emissions. The polymer-coated ureas like ESN have had effects, particularly in a no-till cropping system. And so those are some of the good things that we've seen with enhanced efficiency fertilizers.
And this group that's gathered here for this conference looks like a mix of researchers, industry individuals from various companies, and in a variety of countries, pretty international mix. What do you think in terms of what they're getting out of this and how they might put this kind of information into use back in their own companies and universities?
Well, global warming is an international or global problem, and fertilizer use is increasing worldwide. And so nitrous oxide emissions with the application of fertilizers is going to go up. And so in these countries all over the world, if they could use N sources that would reduce N2O emissions, it would have a lot of benefit. Even if it's small quantities, it has a large impact.
Well, thank you very much. That's Ardell Halverson with USDA, who is one of the keynote speakers here at this Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.